Hey there. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, we are on FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Ron Burgundy. Wait a second. No, I'm not. Somebody else wrote this. I'll apparently read anything you put in front of me. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, a new use for Google. Busting plagiarists. Copycats, beware. That's next. But first, let's hear about today's top stories from Ron Burgundy. I mean, Celeste Headley.
This is NPR.
Good morning. President Bush met with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak today. Egypt is his last stop before he returns to Washington tonight after an 8-day tour of the Middle East. Mr. Bush has said he hopes to have a peace treaty between Israel and Palestine signed before he leaves office in January of next year. And he said today there's no reason to believe it can't happen.
I'm optimistic an agreement can be reached. And the reason I am is because I believe the leadership in Israel and the leadership of the Palestinians is committed to a two-state solution. And I know nations in the neighborhood are willing to help.
Hosni Mubarak says he supports U.S. efforts to bring about peace in the Middle East and that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is at the heart of most of the turmoil in the region. The Egyptian president says his country is willing to work hand-in-hand with the U.S. to get a peace treaty signed. In his news conference today, President Bush said Iraq's government is not perfect but is progressing and life is returning to normal in Iraq. Higher costs for energy and food last year pushed inflation up by the largest amount in 17 years. Even though prices generally remained tame outside of those two places, consumer prices rose by 4.1% for all of 2007. That's up sharply from a 2.5% increase in 2006. Republican Mitt Romney walked away from Michigan a winner. Romney took 39% of the primary vote to John McCain's 30%. Mike Huckabee garnered 16% of the Republican votes. There's still no clear front runner in the GOP race, though. Huckabee took Iowa, McCain won in New Hampshire, and now Romney boasts both Wyoming and Michigan in his column.
Guess what they're doing in Washington? They're worrying because they realize, the lobbyists and the politicians realize that America now understands that Washington is broken and we're going to do something about it.
Hillary Clinton won in Michigan with 55% of the vote, but she was the only frontrunner on the ballot there. 40% cast uncommitted votes on the Democratic ballot. The presidential candidates are now focused on South Carolina and Nevada, where polls open on Saturday. The next election event after that is Super Tuesday on February 5th with votes in 22 states. Wall Street expects another day of declines following a precipitous drop in Asian markets earlier today. Shares in Japan's largest banks fell amid concerns over a looming recession in the United States. One source says Mitsubishi Financial Group lost as much as $470 billion on subprime mortgage investments last year. That news comes on top of reports that Citigroup, the nation's largest bank, lost nearly $10 billion last quarter. And the U.S. is sending about 3,200 more troops to Afghanistan, NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Most of the Marines will come from the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. They'll be joined by a battalion from the Marine base at 29 Palms, California. The Marines are scheduled to stay for 7 months and are expected to be based in southern Afghanistan, where the Taliban has been resurgent. The decision to send the added U.S. troops comes after Defense Secretary Robert Gates failed to persuade NATO to contribute more soldiers. With violence increasing in Afghanistan, there was a reluctance among the allied nations to offer more help.
NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. There are currently about 27,000 American troops stationed in Afghanistan. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Celeste.
Thank you, Celeste Headley.